regarding some laws that apply to Motzei Yom Kippurim, first and foremost, there is Havdalah on Motzei Kippur. Amabdil bin Kodesh Techol, of course, is the last Beracha. There's Gefen, and most importantly, there's Esh, Moreh Moreh Esh, on a flame that was lit from before the holiday. And therefore, one has to be careful to make sure that at least in the synagogue, if they're making Havdalah, that they prepare, let's say, a Yahrzeit candle from before the holiday that lasts for 25 hours or so, in order that they'll be able to make it on Ner Sheshavat. Furthermore, Rav Chaim Palachi brings down that one should not rush through the Arbit on Motzei Kippur. He says that's also an indication of his Yom Kippur, how it went, the attitude that he has when he's praying Arbit, which is, let's say, the first post high holiday tefillah. One should make it certainly something tefillah that counts. Last but not least, the halakha does bring down that it is proper for those that are building sukkot on Motzei Kippur to start building the sukkah even before they break their fast. Doesn't mean to build the entire sukkah, but to start making the preparations. Chaim Palachi gives a remez in the pasuk Vayelech Esav ledarko Seira VeYaakov Nasar Sukkota. Pasuk says, and Esav went on his merry way to Seir, and Yaakov went to Sukkot, which implies that there's some people after the holiday just go home, they eat, and it's over. But Yaakov goes right from the holiday to Sukkah in order to start building. Like the pasuk says, Yelechu mechayil el chayil, that one should go from strength to strength. So therefore, one should be careful to make some preparations right after the holiday. Last but not least, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur should be spent trying to pick out a kosher etrog and a lulav, and of course the hadas and araba. Bezat Hashem, in the coming days, will start to begin the laws of lulav and etrog and sukkah. The school, the shanim rabot, ya'imot v'tobot.